For some weeks now, we've been hearing in that first reading about the people, the Israelite people, crossing over into the promised land. And so in Deuteronomy, today Moses is providing them with statutes and decrees so that they, as they enter into the land, they might have life. And the people around them might see that they must have a wonderful God according to the way that they live. And so these statutes and decrees, you know, that doesn't really get one too excited if we just focus on statutes and decrees. You know, statutes are like the basic foundational provisions for an organization, right? How many of us get up and, you know, like read the statutes of our organization? That's really exciting. And sometimes we reduce our Catholic faith to a presentation of statutes and provisions and decrees. Now, those things are important. They order our lives, give us direction. Those statutes do, right? Those decrees, the commandments. But the faith or the organization is more than the statutes, more than the decrees. And as we hear Moses laying down decrees and statutes, we have to remember that there were some things that happened before they got to the point where he issued these decrees and gave them these statutes and gave them the people these commandments. They had been delivered by God. They had been taken out of slavery. They were 400 years in slavery in Egypt, right? God had intervened in an incredible way and done wonderful works. And so they had encountered the Lord powerfully for a long time. And so that is so important to keep in mind and to remember. And if you go through the Old Testament, what are the prophets always saying? Remember how God delivered you. Remember how God did this. Going back to the personal encounter of deliverance and life that was given. And so when it comes to, you know, this, you might say this order of relationship with God, you might even say a kind of a pedagogy of conversion where it begins not with the commandments, not with the statutes, not with the provisions, but with the encounter, with the deliverance. You know, in an analogous way, think about this in a, you know, for married life. We do a lot of weddings here, and the couples, they exchange consent, right? And they're consenting that I'm going to be faithful to you and no one else. I'm going to give myself permanently to you in good times and in bad, sickness and in health. I'm going to share the totality of my life. I'm going to bring children into this world with you and sacrifice for them. These are all commitments and promises, right? These pertain to the duties of marriage. But the couple doesn't start there. If they started there, they would be like that American Gothic painting, you know, with the pitchfork, right? It all would be about the commandments and, you know, fulfilling the regulations. No, there's a love story that's a part of this, right? And what happens if you miss the love story? Well, you miss the reality of the entity of marriage. And so it is the same thing with the Israelite people. The prophets have to keep reminding them, you know, of what God has done, how he's been with them, how close this God is to the people, right? And of course the commandments, of course the statutes, of course the decrees are important, but they're just part of the picture. For those of us who are cradle Catholics, like myself, we have been receiving the commandments and the statutes and the decrees since we were like little children. Most of our, like if you're a cradle Catholic like myself, there was no like experience of a kind of a conversion or a powerful encounter with the Lord. It was like, you know, you went to religion class, you went to Mass, you did your duties, right? And that can happen, and that happens too in our Catholic school. Our kids are, you know, they receive a great education in the faith, so they know a lot of things about the faith, and they know the commandments, and they have to follow the rules. But there's a danger in all of this if there is not some sense of personal encounter and deliverance and God intervening in the person's life. So what's this all about? Well, Pope Francis has the pulse on this. He calls this the new evangelization, where we need to return and to invite people back into an encounter with the Lord. His pastoral plan for the church in the document Evangelium Gaudium, which translates the joy of the gospel, so that's the title of this document. So his pastoral plan for the church is that the people might experience the joy of the gospel, and that the joy of the gospel comes from and fills, or the joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of those who encounter Jesus. That's the first line of the document. The joy of the gospel. So the joy of faith. And so does this encounter that's, you know, associated with the life of the commandments and the statutes and everything else that we have to follow, does this encounter just happen once in one's life? Or is it just a couple powerful moments? Well, I mean, initially I would have probably said, yeah, you probably have a person maybe has a significant transitional moment in their life where they, you know, they have a powerful experience of faith, however it might come about. What Pope Francis says is that this has to happen every single day. Something has to happen as far on this personal level with the Lord. I was thinking, relating back to marriage, my mom and dad, he farmed, but then he also worked at the Corps of Engineers on maintenance for 35 years, and every morning I remember, they would, a simple kiss and a hug, and then when he would come home about 5:15, like clockwork every day, you could set your clock to his schedule. They would have a simple hug and a kiss. You know, that was almost like their encounter, you know, to just kind of touching base of what their relationship was about. Of course, there was all the duties associated with the married life. I kind of think, too, he was motivated by that five pounds of lunch that she packed for him every day. But so when we're thinking about the life of the faith, the Israelite people, and had God worked through the Israelite people, really give us a structure of how relationship with God is to work. You bet there are commandments. You bet there are duties that are part of the relationship. But it began with an encounter. It began with deliverance. It began with a Savior.